With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Blessed are the peacemakers, President Trump quoting from the Sermon on the Mount as he announces Israeli and Hamas acceptance of elements of his Gaza peace plan.
Peace talks in Egypt this week have led to a breakthrough. President Trump announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of a U.S.-drafted plan. According to the Associated Press, Hamas will release all 20 living hostages this weekend as Israeli forces withdraw from the majority of Gaza.
That's correspondent Greg Clugston. He says the president making plans to travel to the Middle East this weekend. Celebrations of the breakthrough have broken out in Israel and in Gaza. Where do things go from here? BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
There are some important meetings that have to take place in Israel. You have to have a security cabinet meeting and then a full government session, which will be to authorize the release of Palestinian prisoners, which will be in exchange for the Israeli hostages. For a 24-hour period, there will be the Israeli forces withdrawing within Gaza to lines that have been agreed on with Hamas. That will leave Israel in control of just over half of the Palestinian territory.
President Trump calls it a great day for Arabs and Israelis, and indeed for the entire world. There's no end in sight to the government shutdown, now into its ninth day. President Trump's deployments of National Guard troops to Chicago and Portland, Oregon, the subject of ongoing court battles in both cities. Priscilla has lost hurricane strength as it churns off Mexico's western Pacific coast, moving ever closer to the Baja California Peninsula. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Jerry has strengthened in the Atlantic as it nears the northern Leeward Islands. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 9 points higher. This is SRN News. New Jersey lawmakers issue a warning.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory that will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the conservative majority Supreme Court is taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court had followed what people on the left call a living reading of the Constitution, which holds that the document should adapt to the changing cultural norms in the country. But the current court is adopting originalism, which aims to enforce the constitutional principles understood by the Americans who ratified them in the first place. This is SRN News. A viral TikTok trend called The Great Lock-In is helping people achieve their wellness goals.
The Great Lock-In encourages participants to focus on their life goals from September 1st through the end of the year. That trend could be applied to various goals, including exercise, healthier eating, or even financial objectives. Some participants are using it to build savings and improve personal habits. There are no set rules, but experts suggest reviewing finances, setting attainable goals, and finding community support to help them succeed. Bob Agner reporting.
Most members of the Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Committee support further reductions in the Fed's key interest rate this year. That's according to newly released minutes from last month's meeting of Fed policymakers. President Trump has repeatedly urged members of the central bank to cut interest rates in order to give the economy a boost. More details at srnnews.com.